NBA owner decides to sell Suns, Mercury after N-word scandal. By AP on September 21, 2022. Robert Sarver says he has started the process of selling the Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury. A move that comes only 8 days after he was suspended by the NBA over workplace misconduct, including racist speech and hostile behavior toward employees. Sarver made the announcement Wednesday, saying selling is the best course of action. Although he initially hoped that he would be able to keep control of the franchises. Pointing to his record that, he claims, paints a dramatically different picture of who he is and what he stands for. But in our current unforgiving climate, it has become painfully clear that that is no longer possible. That whatever good I have done, or could still do, is outweighed by things I have said in the past, Sarver wrote in a statement. For those reasons, I am beginning the process of seeking buyers for the Suns and Mercury. Sarver bought the teams in July 2004 for about $400 million. He is not the lone owner, but the primary one. Assuming no other team is sold in the interim, it would be the first sale in the NBA since a group led by Qualtrics co-founder Ryan Smith bought the Utah Jazz in 2021 for about $1.7 billion. It's not known if Sarver has established an asking price. Forbes recently estimated the value of the Suns at $1.8 billion. An independent report that was commissioned by the NBA last November and took about 10 months to complete found that Sarver repeated or purported to repeat the N-word on at least 5 occasions spanning his tenure with the Suns, though added that the investigation makes no finding that Sarver used this racially insensitive language with the intent to demean or denigrate. The study also concluded that Sarver used demeaning language toward female employees, including telling a pregnant employee that she would not be able to do her job after becoming a mother, made off-color comments and jokes about sex and anatomy, and yelled and cursed at employees in ways that would be considered bullying under workplace standards. Once that report was completed, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver suspended Sarver for 1 year and fined him $10 million, the maximum allowed by league rule. Words that I deeply regret now overshadow nearly 2 decades of building organizations that brought people together and strengthened the Phoenix area through the unifying power of professional men's and women's basketball, Sarver wrote. As a man of faith, I believe in atonement and the path to forgiveness. I expected that the commissioner's 1 year suspension would provide the time for me to focus, make amends, and remove my personal controversy from the teams that I and so many fans love. Barely a week later, Sarver evidently realized that would not be possible. His decision comes after a chorus of voices, from players like Suns guard Chris Paul and Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James, to longtime team sponsors like PayPal, and even the National Basketball Players Association, said the one-year suspension wasn't enough. Suns vice chairman Jim Najafi called last week for Sarver to resign, saying there should be zero tolerance for lewd, misogynistic and racist conduct in any workplace. Najafi, in that same statement, also said he did not have designs on becoming the team's primary owner. I do not want to be a distraction to these two teams and the fine people who work so hard to bring the joy and excitement of basketball to fans around the world, Sarver wrote. I want what's best for these two organizations, the players, the employees, the fans, the community, my fellow owners, the NBA and the WNBA. This is the best course of action for everyone. Sarver, through his attorney, argued to the NBA during the investigative process that his record as an owner shows a long-standing commitment to social and racial justice and that it shows he's had a commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Among the examples Sarver cited was what he described as a league best rate of 55% employment of minorities within the Suns' front office and how more than half of the team's coaches and general managers in his tenure, including current coach Monty Williams and current GM James Jones, are black.